Today we begin running a six-part radio drama narrating the story of Bernadette Soubirous of Lourdes to coincide with Pope Benedict's visit to the Marian Shrine later this week. The play was written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett and tells the story of St. Bernadette, the 14-year-old peasant girl in Lourdes to whom Our Lady appeared 18 times during the year of 1858. Bernadette was the eldest child of a miller in the town who had fallen on hard times. And the first episode of our play opens with the sound of the Soubirous family reciting the rosary one winter evening.
What a night. It's freezing. I never remember a winter like this. Do you, George?
No, I certainly don't. And they say there's worse coming.
Shh, a minute. What's that?
Huh? Oh, that's the Soubirous saying the rosary. They say it every night.
Soubirous, you said? Oh, the one who had the mill at Bowley.
That's him.
Yeah. I hear he's very badly off.
That's true enough. You know what they're living in, don't you?
This old basement here?
Yeah. And you know what it was?
No.
It's the cachot. The old jail. It was so damp they had to close it down. The convicts were all getting ill.
And now this Soubirous lives here. With all his family.
Uh-huh. Wife and four kids.
He's got some courage.
Poor fellow. They put him on the street. I mean, he had no choice.
Hasn't he got a job?
Oh, you're kidding. The way things are.
And how do they feed all those children?
I don't know. They say they eat grass soup.
Poor creatures. They won't live long.
No, indeed. Times are bad for all of us, man.
Who's there? Jacomet?
Oh, good evening, Chief Constable. A good man.
Evening, Mayor.
Come and sit down. Here, take a look at this. It's a confidential report sent to Paris last August by the District Attorney General.
The grain harvest is less than a third of the normal quantity. The leaf blight, which has been ruining every grape harvest, is now at a maximum. Maize, which in the month of May was at 13 francs, now costs 27 francs. Corn is now at 42 francs. It was. This was when? August?
Yes, I know what you're going to say. It's a lot worse than that now. But what are they doing about it? And what are we going to do about it? The people are in a desperate state.
Well, what does this Attorney General suggest?
He doesn't suggest anything. He just presents the case. Listen to this. The problem is doubly insoluble since there is no railway to transport the corn, nor has the population the money to buy it. The hunger of the poor is on the increase. Famine is at the gates. Jacobi, do you hear that? The villagers are coming here. Listen, there's a whole lot of them. Jacobi, these people mean business. Look at them. But I can't do anything to help them. What am I going to do? I can't make bread out of thin air.
Don't worry, Mayor. I'll soon fix things. You leave it to me. I'll see to them.
You'll have to be quick. They'll break down the door if we don't answer.
Hey, just stop that wreckage, you lot, or I'll put the whole lot of you inside right away.
We must have
bread. Get moving. Back home, all of you.
He's snoring. He's snoring. He's keeping you away from
us. You can feed our children.
My children are being squeezed.
You have no rights to see anybody.
I'm sure you're all right.
Get back home, all of you.
But we are not the people.
Hey, you down there. Open the door. Police.
All right, I'm coming. There. Here I am. Now, who wants me? What's it all about?
You're under arrest.
Under arrest? What do you mean?
What do you want with him?
What have I done?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
I have to search the house. Sergeant, go ahead.
Yes.
Here. Where do you think you're going? The children are asleep. Bernadette's not well.
What's the matter with her?
Well, she's got asthma, poor child. And ever since the cholera, she's never been a day without an attack.
It's not exactly healthy. You got chickens?
No, I have not, Captain. I am a miller. I had a wonderful mill at Bolly, didn't I, my dear?
You had. But now you don't have anything. And now you even want to arrest him. Who denounced him, anyway? And what for? There. Now you've woken them up.
Mama, who are these men? What do they want? Why are they holding Papa like that?
A charge of theft has been made, Madame, by Maison Grosse, the baker. He accuses your husband.
What? Maison Grosse? Accuses me of theft? What's he talking about? I worked for him this summer. I never stole a thing from him.
In fact, he says he never had occasion to complain about you.
Well, what does he want, then?
Last night, 2 sacks of flour were stolen from his shop. He suspects your husband.
But I never went out last night.
My husband never goes out at night. And if you really want to know, he doesn't go out in the day either. He hasn't been ever since he's been out of work.
Well,
Maison Grosse says it's your state of poverty that makes him think you must be responsible for the theft.
Oh, so that's the way, is it? Of course, it's not going to be the man with a full stomach who goes out thieving. But I have always worked, honestly. And if I'm out of work now, what fault is that of mine?
My dear Francois, the poor are always guilty.
There's no flour here, but I did find this.
A wooden pole? Who does it belong to? Where did you get it, Soubirous?
Well, I found it outside here. Nobody seemed to want it.
That'll do. That's enough for us. It's already a proof of guilt. Now, Soubirous, just you come along with us.
Just a minute. Let me get my boots on, at least.
Here, my dear.
No. Give me those boots, madame. We'll take them along with us. They'll be useful for prints. Sergeant, take these. Come on now, Soubirous.
Goodbye, Louise. Now, don't you worry now. They'll have to let me off right away when they see that I'm innocent. After all, I am innocent. You just take care of the children, Bernadette especially. Don't let her go out in the cold. She's poorly enough already. Be good, children. Toinette, help your mother.
Come on, you. Get a move on. We can't hang about all day.
I'm ready, gentlemen. Let's go.
Francois! Oh, Holy Mother of God, what will become of us?
The play, The Bernadette Story, was written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett. And you can hear the second episode on our programme tomorrow.